It is Friday, July 12th, 2013. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Midday Oklahoma here to wrap up your week this week. Ron Hayes stepping in here, and speaking of kind of wrapping things up, big day yesterday for us to wrap up here today, wasn't it?
Yeah, really. A lot of things, of course, happening. And after we were finished with the program yesterday, we did see the House narrowly approve the farm-only farm bill, whatever you want to call it, 216 to 208. So that was a victory for Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. We've got, of course, head crop production numbers. The Oklahoma wheat crop still very, very solid, actually a little bit bigger from June to July. And to me, that's a pretty significant story as well.
All right, very good. We're going to kick things off with a news update as well as your markets. All that starts when Midday Oklahoma returns right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offer in 731-13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. I'm Dave Lanning as Midday Oklahoma continues here on your Friday afternoon. Now let's get an update on the ag news here today. The U.S. House, by the narrowest of margins, has passed on a nearly straight party line vote, a farm bill without a key nutrition title. The stripped-down bill passed 216 to 208, with all Democrats voting no and all but 12 Republicans voting yes. Republicans argued they had no choice after the full farm bill's defeat last month, largely over highly controversial food stamp cuts and restrictive amendments. Senate Chair Debbie Stabenow charged the House passed bill is not a real farm bill and is an insult to rural America, but agreed to go to conference with the House. House Ag Chair Frank Lucas admitted he would have preferred to pass the full farm bill, but argued it just couldn't happen.
I ask you today to vote for a farm bill. Farm bill. What an amazing concept. And all of you who represent farmers and ranchers, the men and women who raise the food and fiber, who get things done in this country, when you go talk to them, they say, why didn't we do that all along? But the nutrition title. Let me give you my personal pledge. The committee will work in as bipartisan a fashion as I hope we've traditionally always have to craft language.
But with no guarantees what it might look like, though Democrats dismissed the chances for a second bill in conference talks where Stabenow insists on Senate food stamp language are likely well before further House action. Top House Ag Democrat Colin Peterson charged the GOP had made the farm bill a political bill, railing they'd finally succeeded in making him, now opposed to the bill, a partisan. He predicted the new bill, by ending permanent law, would ensure Congress never again passes a farm bill.
So if you make the new farm safety net programs a new permanent law, then what you've got permanent authorization of food stamps, you've got permanent authorization of crop insurance, and then you have permanent authorization of the Title I programs. So I'll guarantee you what that means is if you're concerned about conservation, fruits and vegetables, research, these other areas, there's never going to be a farm bill if we do this.
Well, the American Sugar Alliance praises Florida Congressman Ted Yoho for introducing a new zero-for-zero sugar policy, instructing the administration to target foreign sugar subsidies, distorting world prices, and keeping a free market from forming. Sugar Alliance Chairman Ryan Weston says Americans are efficient sugar producers, and the alliance believes the U.S. government should back policies that reward the best business people, not the most subsidized. However, Weston warns efforts to target U.S. policies without addressing foreign subsidies would only harm the U.S. economy, leaving America dependent on unreliable foreign producers. Weston says foreign subsidies simply have gotten out of hand, and if there's ever going to be a free market in sugar, something must be done. He says anyone who supports free market principles should support the Yoho legislation. When we come back, Justin Lewis joins me for a complete look at the futures markets, and Ron Hayes has an update on the weather. And Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
It is 12 past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on your Friday, and time now for an update on those markets. And joining us now is Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. And so, Justin, what's happening in the markets here today?
Relatively quiet day today after closing on their all-time highs on Thursday or yesterday afternoon. After Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said they will keep pumping money into the economy for some time if employment doesn't go lower. So it's really a gauge on what happens on the unemployment rate to whether or not they keep pumping money. So for now, it looks like for the foreseeable future, that'll keep happening. All that money has to go somewhere, and right now it looks like that the popular markets here, the stock market and the energy market, as crude oil continues higher, crude oil futures here are their highest price in over a year now, as investors and analysts are guessing that they'll keep pumping money in and driving those markets up. We have August crude oil at 105.64, up 73 cents. Yesterday they traded up to about 107, so really strong there. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil are also really high today. RBOB is at extremely high prices here. We're up 10 cents today in the August futures contract. That's at 312.17, and that's on its high. Gold, silver, copper are all just a little bit lower here. Gold's down $3 an ounce, silver's down 15 cents, and copper's down 135. Not a whole lot going on there. I think we're having a little bit of negative reaction in terms of where the dollar is acting today. Dollar's up about 30 points here, rebounding from the big sell-off yesterday. Cattle futures here, we're down about 30 to 40 in the live cattle futures. Not really any news to speak of there either. Feeder cattle are unchanged. You know, we're about $2 off the high in the feeder cattle in reaction to the corn market rallying over the past week since the lows on Sunday night. So that's kind of driving our feeder cattle futures. Corn, soybeans are both weaker. Yesterday's USDA crop report was really negative for the new crop corn and soybeans. Now, the market didn't react negatively, but the report was actually a little bit negative, and today we're reacting to that. We're down 25 in the November soybeans at 12.65 and a quarter. December corn is down 11 at 5.15 and three quarters. Wheat futures here are slightly higher. December Kansas City wheat's up 4 at 7.30. We really found a lot of support here as these lower prices have triggered a lot of buying on the world market, increasing exports.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for that update. We're going to take a timeout. I'll have a look at the futures when we come back right after this.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
It is 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Got a complete look at your futures coming up when we come back right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Livestock futures today, August live cattle down 35, 121.57, October down 52, 125.90. August feeder cattle down 2 at 15 at 150.10. The September's up 12 at 152.27. July hogs down 12 at 102.05. August down 57 at 94.70. Over on the grain futures today, Kansas City wheat, July is up 17 and a half at 729. New crop December's up 3 1/4 at 729.5. Chicago wheat, July is up 2 at 681 1/4. New crop December up 2 at 698 1/2. July corn is up 2 1/4 at 719. The new crop December down 13 3/4, 513 1/4. July soybeans down 28 cents, 1573 1/4. New crop November down 27 1/2 cents, 1263 1/4. On the cotton futures, October, cotton is down up 7 today, 85.25. December up 7, 84.81. Also, the March contract is up 10 at 83.68. That's the latest update on your futures markets here today. Ron Hayes is up next with a check on that ag weather. Ron?
Hardy Day, appreciate you checking on those markets for us today. We're continuing along on Midday Oklahoma on this Friday, heading into the weekend, another hot day ahead of us this afternoon. But as we get into the weekend, some changes are coming. Wanted to share with you some ideas from Alan Crone from the News on 6 over in Tulsa. Very interesting comments that he's got for us today in regards to where we may be headed weather-wise with a chance of some precipitation and into the mix, it looks like, as we get toward the end of the weekend and the early days of next week. We'll talk about that, and we're back in just a moment.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
As we mentioned, another warm, humid afternoon today, and really it looks like for Saturday as well, before some potential changes arrive at the end of the weekend into early next week. It does look like there is still a major pattern change in the forecast that'll bring a cool down along with some rain and storm chances back into the southern plains, and that most certainly is a good news to hear of that possibility. At this point, the massive mid-level ridge anchored to our west will begin to change shape and slide slightly northward this weekend. Another ridge of high pressure off the east coast will also form. An upper-level trough of low pressure expected to develop at the base of the current long-wave trough along the east coast. This will basically move westward into our area by Sunday and early next week. This is a highly unusual pattern change for the middle of July, but it's also a pattern that could be very beneficial for our area with rainstorm chances and a significant cool down compared to the last 2 weeks. Some of the computer model suggestions would take our highs down into the upper 80s to near 90 by Sunday into early part of next week, while another set of data would suggest even cooler air with highs Monday and Tuesday in the lower or mid 80s. My goodness, wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, by Thursday, Friday of next week, the data diverges on the demise of the system, but regardless of the exact path, the temps will once again start to slowly climb back toward the more norms that we expect of the 90s and even closer into the triple digits. Rain and storm chances will diminish by the latter part of this coming week. Regarding precipitation chances for Sunday through Wednesday, we're going to remain conservative and cautious with our probabilities at this point in the forecast cycle. We need to basically, though, put probably some chances of rain into the forecast. We'll talk about that momentarily. Some of the model data right now is very bullish with rain and storms for the area, while others are not quite as generous. This is a forecast pattern that is unusual for July. Slow and steady seems to be a good course of action for now when it comes to actually forecasting what may be ahead of us. Far as the forecast is concerned, let's talk about it for the next few days right after this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Looking out the next few days, not much of a chance of rain today or tomorrow, but by Sunday, some things start to change. Hot conditions today into triple digits, 101, 102 degrees, very possible across the north central parts of the state. Overnight lows tomorrow morning, 77. Hot again on Saturday, up close to triple digits, 70 degrees overnight by Sunday morning. Then Sunday daytime highs only about 89 degrees with some chance of thunderstorms, maybe about 20-30% chance of precipitation at this point. Could go higher Sunday night, Monday night as well, and even into Tuesday. Daytime highs on Monday, 87, maybe 90 degrees or low 90s, it looks like, by Tuesday afternoon. That is our ag weather on Midday, Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive Color Selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Rolling along today on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes. We've got the agricultural calendar to check. Friend Jim Apel off for a few days, and we're going to start with a look at that ninth annual Winter Canola Conference. A couple of locations coming up this coming week. We'll give you details of all of that and more in just a moment.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Coming up before you know it, the ninth annual Winter Canola Conference is being put on by Oklahoma State University and Kansas State University. Several other good partners involved with this, the Great Plains Canola Association, the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission, and you've got a lot of great sponsors that will have some exhibits set up, a little trade show type exhibit set up. A lot of our seed folks will be there to talk about seed availability for this fall and a lot more. Two locations for this year's ninth annual Winter Canola Conference. One will be 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. next week, July 17th, at the Enid Convention Hall in Enid. This is the brand new downtown convention facility in Enid, and free lunch, door prizes through the day will be handed out. They're going to be talking about everything. Whether you're involved with canola, have been for 7 or 8 years, you maybe you've got 1 or 2 years of canola production in your belt, or you've never grown canola, this is a conference that you're going to be able to plug in and find out a lot of great information. They're going to be talking about the various variety performances, insect management, disease management, production management, things like how do you best get ready to get that seed successfully in the ground, particularly if you're working around some no-till systems. You really need to talk and listen to some of the experts, our friend like Jeff Scott, president of the Great Plains Canola Association from up in the Alfalfa County area. They understand some of the ins and outs of canola and learned over the last several years. The world outlook for canola, economics of wheat and canola rotations will be talked about, as well as industry updates from groups like the Great Plains Canola Association and U.S. Canola Association. As we mentioned, Enid is the primary location, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on July 17th, but they'll be duplicating the program in southwestern Oklahoma, Western Oklahoma State College in Altus, on July 18th. Free lunch, door prizes. Check with your local extension office if you want some more information about this year's ninth annual Winter Canola Conferences coming up next week, 17th and 18th of July.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable V100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offer in 731-13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Tail end of the month, we've got July 25th, 26th, and 27th set for the 2013 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This is their 61st annual event that will be taking place once again at the Reed Convention Center located in Midwest City, Oklahoma. Looks like it's a great, great meeting being lined up. Some outstanding speakers, as always, have got the tremendous Oklahoma State University OCA Cattlemen's College planned on Friday afternoon in a couple of sessions, and then a wrap-up session with Market Outlook with Dr. Darrell Peel this year of OSU on Saturday morning. Opening general session on Friday morning, July 26th of OCA, Oklahoma Cattlewomen, Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen. Forrest Roberts, Chief Executive Officer, National Cattlemen and Beef Association, going to be their keynote speaker. That's our calendar. Have yourself a great day. Ron Hayes here, Midday Oklahoma.
Thanks, Ron, for that update. It's 12:30 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on your Friday. I'm Dave Lanning. I've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the USDA released its latest crop production numbers yesterday. Farm Director Ron Hayes has a recap.
Dave, I thought we might go back and reflect just a bit on yesterday's crop production numbers from USDA. The July crop numbers, of course, giving us some food for thought when it comes to this 2013 hard red winter wheat crop. And most certainly it showed that a wheat crop that we had really written off as maybe a very poor crop, maybe a half a crop in 2013 back the 1st of May, turned out to be better than that based on these latest numbers. And that's the case in Texas, in Oklahoma, and in Kansas. Texas, of course, probably hit the worst as far as some of the freeze damage. But Oklahoma, we thought we had tremendous freeze damage, and we have had some. Most certainly we've had some fields obviously zeroed out. Some folks have had to bail for hay, these type of things. But a lot of the fields did recover. Some of the tillers were able to kind of rejuvenate themselves in some ways during a fairly mild, wet May, early June. And that turned out, in both the case of Kansas, Oklahoma, and to some extent Texas, to give us quite a bit of a better crop here in 2013. Kansas crop up to 328 million bushels, the estimate as of yesterday morning. Oklahoma up to 115.5 million bushels based on July 1st data. And in both cases, they upped the yield per acre, 40 bushels an acre now the average for Kansas, up to 33 bushels an acre for the state of Oklahoma. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, what exactly is next for the newly passed Farm Bill? Gary Crawford has some insights.
It was a debate in the House Thursday that had everything. Cheers. Boos. Sometimes at the same time. And even laughs. It was all about first a move to strip the nutrition title away from the House Farm Bill, leaving only ag programs. Those two have been married in farm bills since 1965, but as a disgruntled Wisconsin lawmaker Gwen Moore put it,
the House is filed for divorce.
And it was granted, leaving the House to debate what Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas then called
the Farm Bill.
And so the debate raged.
What we have done is excluded some extraneous pieces which would cause the bill to fail.
Imagine referring to the nutrition title of the Farm Bill as extraneous.
Farm policy and food stamp policy should not be mixed. They should stand on their own merits.
I believe the strategy of splitting the Farm Bill is a mistake.
But mistake or no, the House passed the so-called Farm Bill 216 to 208. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, coming up in just a moment, Ron Hayes will join us with Ag Perspectives. That right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, direct restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
12:35 on Midday Oklahoma. Here's Ron Hayes and his Ag Perspective.
Alrighty, Dave. As we continue Midday Oklahoma, we're pleased to have along with us today Audrey Harmon, who's the state coordinator for the Ag in the Classroom efforts of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Oklahoma State University, of course, Division of Agriculture, as well as working closely with some of our great ag organizations, farm groups, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Beef Council, the dairy farmers, a lot of folks involved, of course, with the Ag in the Classroom effort. They've had their state conference this week, their state Ag in the Classroom Teachers Conference. We'll talk with Audrey about that in just a moment.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success. Turf, forage, and native grasses. Canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email. Earlier this week, the State Department of Education Summer Professional Development Conference called Vision 2020 was held in downtown Oklahoma City. In conjunction with that meeting, Oklahoma's Ag in the Classroom held their state conference as well, catching a lot of the teachers that were there for Vision 2020. Had the opportunity to talk with one of the Oklahoma State coordinators for Ag in the Classroom, Audrey Harmon. Had the opportunity to talk with one of the state Ag in the Classroom coordinators, Audrey Harmon, about the conference and what's new with Ag in the Classroom in general. Audrey, let's talk a little bit about this particular conference. Teachers come in from literally all over the state. One of the things that they're having a chance to learn more about is the Ag in the Classroom program. What's the opportunity for Ag in the Classroom to interact with all these teachers?
Well, it's been a great opportunity, and we've been able to meet teachers that might not typically come to an Ag in the Classroom workshop or conference because they're here for the State Department of Education's Vision 2020 conference. And once they see our workshops, hear about them, and talk to other friends that have attended them, then they're eager to come in and find out more about us. So it's opened the door to some teachers that we might not typically reach and helped us to expand our horizons a little.
Of course, for folks maybe that aren't fully aware of what Ag in the Classroom is, give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of what you're trying to accomplish with these teachers, but also with their children.
Okay. Ag in the Classroom is a pre-K through 8th grade program, and our goal is to integrate agricultural literacy across all of the core curriculum. So we want to make sure specifically that the students know where their food and their clothing and their shelter come from, as well as their parents and the teachers, too.
Give us an example of that ag literacy that you're trying to convey.
Well, we think it's important to make sure that the students understand where their food comes from. So many of them think that they just go to the grocery store and pick up whatever it is that they're going to eat. They don't understand that the farmers have worked to raise the food and the process of that. So we want to make sure that they understand that. This last year in our essay contest for 7th and 8th graders, one of the teachers told us that she didn't even know herself that you don't use combines to plow fields. So she learned that as her students were researching. So we just want to make sure that the students are educated, so that they can make informed decisions about what food they're eating and the safety of it, and that they're getting accurate information and not just what they're hearing on the news.
Ag in the Classroom coordinator Audrey Harmon talking with us about the state conference for Ag in the Classroom held earlier this week. A part of Vision 2020 was put on by the Oklahoma State Department of Education.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's our agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Our guest is Dr. Michael Martin, Monsanto Global Specialty Crop Breeding Lead. Dr. Martin, what are the characteristics you look for when developing new DeKalb winter canola products for growers here in the Southern Plains?
Ron, when we look for new products in our breeding and selection process, yield is always at the top of the list. And followed behind yield are those traits like winter hardiness, drought tolerance, shattering resistance, all of those traits that's actually going to stabilize their yield potential for the farm.
Why don't you tell us about the global germplasm base for DeKalb and how this supports the new product pipeline?
Monsanto has major breeding programs throughout North America and Europe for both spring and winter canolas. All of that germplasm is available to actually develop product for the Southern Plains.
Thanks, Dr. Martin. This has been the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Time for us to check your agricultural markets. Here we are, tail end of the week, and for the most part, a down day on soybean futures. They've been hit pretty hard today, 25, 26 cents a bushel to the downside. We're down 10 to 14 cents on corn contracts, up fractions by a penny or so on the Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures, at least for the fall months, September and then down into December. Cattle futures today mostly lower. We've got the cash cattle trade to talk about, wholesale trade, feeder cattle markets, all in just a moment.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
In feedlot country, nothing doing as of yet this week in our southern plains. Sold cattle tail end of last week at $1.19. Wholesale box beef trades lower today. Choice beef off 86 cents, 191.86. Select beef, 184.02, down 69 cents, 784. The choice select spread, 112 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 1,045 head at the Benton Livestock Market out of Asylum Springs on the Oklahoma-Arkansas state line. Cows and bulls, $1 to $2 lower. Feeder cattle, the calves and steer calves and heifer calves, steady at $8 higher, mostly $3 to $6 up. Looks like I had some 4 to 5 weight steer calves, $1.56 to $1.74. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.46 to $1.65. 4,085 head at the Apache, Oklahoma livestock market. Compared to a couple of weeks ago, feeder steers and heifers $2 to $5 higher. Steer calves, a higher undertone noted on a limited number. Heifer calves, $3 to $5 higher. Good demand on the feeders and the calves in yesterday's trade at Apache. The 4 to 5 weight calves looks like $1.58 to $1.75 the range. The 5 to 6 weight cattle from $1.54.50 to $1.68.50. 6 to 7 weights, $1.43 to $1.53. Some 7 to 8 weights, $1.36 to $1.47 and a quarter. 8 to 900 pounders, $1.29 to $1.45.50 yesterday at Apache. The folks at Pratt, 2,711 head. Compared to the limited receipts of the last sale in the end of June, feeder steers 950 pounds and under, $5 to $800 higher. Heavier weights, $3 to $5 higher. Looks like the feeder heifers, $5 to $8 higher. On the steers, 7 to 8 weights, $145 to $150. 8 to 9 weights, $1.40 to $1.45.75. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle futures are off 65 cents today at 121.27. October live cattle, 125.62, down 80 cents. August feeder cattle, down 27, 149.85. And September, off 12 cents at 152.42. Our grain or oil, seed, or cotton futures and the energy complex up next. Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com. Let's begin on the Kansas City Board of Trade, where the July contract's up 14 and 3/4 cents, 726 and a quarter. September up a penny and a half at 710. December KC wheat, 727 and a half, so we're flying up a penny and a quarter. The September Chicago soft wheat, 683 and a quarter, up a quarter of a cent. December, 695 and a half, down a penny. September corn futures are at 549, up rather down by 11 and 3/4 cents. We've got December corn off 15 cents a bushel now at 512. Soybeans, September down 27, 1305 and a half. And that November soybean contract higher, or rather lower today, 1263 and a quarter. November soybeans down 27 and a quarter cents, 1263 and a half. October cotton futures are up 2 points, 85.20 cents a pound. December cotton up 16 points now at 84.90 cents per pound. Crude oil, after dropping yesterday, up today by 68 cents a barrel at 105.58. Natural gas up 4 cents now at 365 per million BTU. That is the way the markets are shaping up for you. Have yourself a great day, great weekend as well, my friends. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Prakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined.
I want to grow like that.
Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken.
genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you.
Do you want to grow like that?
You can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team with farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable V100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offer ends 7/31/13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
At 10 minutes before the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues. Here on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes now steps in with the latest beef industry news and today's Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, as Midday Oklahoma rolls along, our Beef Buzz guest once again today is Colin Woodall, lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're talking with Colin about maybe a legislative fix for this cool rule issued back in May by USDA. Back with Colin in just a moment.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Several livestock and meat industry groups have sued USDA over their final cool rule published at the end of May. Colin Woodall is lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital. NCBA, one of the groups suing USDA in this regards. And according to Colin Woodall, he believes that while there's nothing in the two farm bills, the Senate bill or the just-passed House farm bill across the floor of the U.S. House, there's nothing specific in there as far as possible remedy regarding country of origin labeling. There is hope that with the retaliations coming from Canada and Mexico on the horizon regarding the WTO ruling against the United States, that members of Congress might be starting to pay attention a little bit. And that something might even happen in the conference between the House and the Senate on the farm bill.
You know, there is not as of yet, but that doesn't mean that we can't find some opportunities down the road. But both sides, the House and the Senate, understand our concerns with COOL, and I think that they are really looking at these retaliation lists, especially one that Canada put out. I think a lot of these members are seeing the impact it will have on their states as these tariffs are levied on a lot of important products. And I think that may get their attention and their willingness to try to take a proactive response in fixing country of origin labeling to make sure that we don't suffer the damages of retaliation from Canada and Mexico, which, of course, for the beef industry are two of our top export markets for our product. So if we lose access or if we have 100% tariff on our product like has been proposed by Canada, then that's going to take money out of the pockets of U.S. producers.
Well, certainly that could be a real bad situation given some of these other export markets backing off at least a little bit. So,
well, when you just look at the whole situation in the cattle industry these days, continued drought, continued high input prices, losing any sort of market access whatsoever would have a major impact on our industry.
lead lobbyist in our nation's capital for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, talking about the issues of cool and, of course, the damage to the relationship that we have with a couple of our bigger beef customers, Canada and Mexico. One of the many facets of this particular whole mess that we've got going on right now between the USDA, the World Trade Organization, and within the livestock industry itself. The livestock industry, meat industry, saying this is going to be a huge cost to implement the new finalized rule that USDA has cooked up. It's a rule that will have no economic benefit, they contend, and only cost the industry a lot of money and further alienate our friends in both Canada as well as in Mexico. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
We appreciate you riding along with us today for a part of Midday Oklahoma. I've got my ladder out right now, ready to climb up on the soapbox in just a few moments here on Midday Oklahoma.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
At 12:57, here now is a final word from Ron Hayes.
Well, Dave, it is time for us to hop up on our soapbox right now, tail end of our Midday Oklahoma for this Friday. And it's a little bit of this and that. We wanted to pass along some various things to folks. First of all, I want to say the very, very best and congratulate to Francis Beeling, Francis, longtime employee with the DuPont folks here in North Central Oklahoma. Francis is retiring after over 30 years on the job with DuPont, and we wish him the very, very best. He's seen a lot of changes in agriculture during his time at DuPont. He was around during the early days of Glean being rolled out by DuPont and all the success that they had very early at that particular point in his career. So, Francis, the very best to you, my friend. Also want to say attaboy to John Collison of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, their lead lobbyist and also media specialist. John had a very interesting Facebook message talking about the fact that for all the junkies out there when it comes to political junkies, yesterday's dealings on the floor of the House of Representatives was huge as far as the battle between Republicans and the Democrats over some very, very touchy issues. two or three fundamental things that happened yesterday. First of all, the nutrition title being stripped out of the Farm Bill, the other 11 titles left intact, means that for the first time since the 70s, even maybe back into the 60s, since we've had a Farm Bill really stand on its own without nutrition help for the final vote. Got it through the House. That was a hard thing to do. The other thing, the idea, and we talked about this yesterday, the idea of getting permanent law change from the 1949 Act to the more contemporary 2013 Title I, that is also huge. And so if either one of these things does become law, major, major sea change shifts in farm policy coming out of this 2013 cycle. Well, that is our time today up on our soapbox. Hope you're going to have a great day. Great weekend as well, my friends. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Ron. We certainly do appreciate that. And that will do it for us for this week here on Midday Oklahoma. So glad you've been a part of our program this week. For Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again next Monday at 12:05 for another edition of Midday Oklahoma right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.